It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now on the line, I have with me Chris Weidman, and he is here to share about his son, Braxy Weidman, who is currently at Le Bonheur near St. Jude Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. You have followed Braxy's journey so far through The Mark White Show, and I want you to know more information about the surgery that just took place and how he's progressing. I'd like to welcome Chris to The Mark White Show.
Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is Mark White. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's Braxy doing?
He's all right. He's laying here in our room at the hospital. He's kind of in and out watching the Braves and the nail biter.
Well, the Braves have been pretty impressive so far this season.
They have, yes. But this guy that's pitching against him, this Alcantara guy, is the real deal.
Oh, me. Well, so he enjoys the Braves baseball, huh?
Oh, yes. He and I watch. He's got an older brother that also plays baseball, but we probably watch, you know, during a regular season, 100 games a year, and we've watched almost every game this year.
That's awesome. I'm glad he loves that. It's a good time to be in the bed, I guess, and being able to enjoy something like that. But I know he wants to play himself.
Oh yeah, man, he's pumped up. He feels good. He feels better after his surgery yesterday. So I'm sure this weekend he'll want to throw the ball around a little bit. We'll see how he feels.
Oh, that's great, man. Wow. I tell you, how's St. Jude treating you?
They're amazing. We the medical oncology and radiation oncology team are at St. Jude, but the specific surgeon that we use for surgical oncology, we did the actual procedure out of Le Bonheur because they have a real-time MRI, so they can kind of look at the brain and cut, see how far they can go on the tumor, which is just, you know, like 3 minutes down the road from St. Jude, but the surgeon does procedures at both. His name is Fred Boop. He's very well known nationwide for being it's hard to rank surgeons. I work with them every day with what I do, but he's probably the best or the best couple pediatric neurosurgeons in the country. And Le Bonheur is the number one pediatric neurosurgeon hospital in the country, which is right down the street from St. Jude. So he will probably end up doing his medical oncology and his radiation oncology some over there, but right now we're at Le Bonheur.
man, it's great that we're that close, you being even in the central Alabama area, to be that close to an amazing facility like that.
Yes, sir, it is. It really is. It's you know, we had he worked on, Dr. Booth worked on a friend of ours from New Orleans, child, and that's how we got onto his name. Then, being that I work in surgical devices, my wife is a nurse practitioner, we started doing our due diligence, and everything that we hear about him, it was just like, they're like, yeah, I mean, he's the man. So I called him up on his cell phone, and he's been great. He took my call, and I explained to him our situation, and he's like, he said, bring me your boy. Let's take a look at him. So we were in his office in like 36 hours. So
time's of the essence in those situations.
Oh yeah. When we saw him last Wednesday, he said, I'll have him in surgery tomorrow morning. And we were like, hold on, you know, cause he had already had one craniotomy, 10 days prior to that, at Children's in Birmingham, to do a partial/biopsy resection. And it was, and we wanted to kind of, you know, we were like, okay, that's moving awful fast. But also our community did something for him at our ballpark, cause we're heavily involved with, Oak Mountain, baseball. Both my kids play select baseball out of the Oak Mountain Park on Herdmont 119 in the Birmingham area. And, I'm one of the travel ball coaches, and, you know, we're all very involved with the community, and they wanted to do this big thing for him on Sunday. So we're like, so can we have this thing for him on Sunday? And he said, yeah. So we had him registered in on Sunday night after that. And then in the OR by 7 a.m. on Monday. And he knocked it out. He did great, man. We were really worried about the size of the tumor they took out, that he would have some deficits and maybe some hearing or seeing problems, and, you know, might slow him down a little bit or something. And man, he's money. He's nothing. Like, he's nothing wrong with him so far that we can tell.
That's
awesome.
Cracking
jokes. And, yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to draw out was the fact of these young people at Oak Mountain and how they've rallied around Braxy during this time in his life, and how important that is to you and your family and Braxy, because those kids are doing something that Braxy's going to carry with him the rest of his life, that people cared about him and they showed attention to him, that he mattered. And I was a kid myself that had a life-threatening health issue, and I had those type of people around me with cards and gifts, and it stayed in my mind all the way to being a 41-year-old man, and meant so much to me that I want young people to feel the same way I did when I was a kid and going through something like Braxy is.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that. When we got the initial, you know, diagnosis, you feel scared and alone, and the emotions are almost unbearable. And you know, even though she and I have been working in the healthcare industry for years, and I actually worked in oncology for 10 years, and I can't even describe the emotions that we've gone through, but I tell you, the community that we have through the Oak Mountain /Greystone community that we live in it's been amazing, and it's made it all much more, you know, bearable is a hard word to really use, but that's the adjective that I'll use right now. But it's made it to where we feel like we're not alone, and everybody is just constantly checking on him, and from tangible things to financial things to, you know, people sending people to clean our house, you know, people putting in air purifications in our systems, in our house, so we breathe good air, carpet in his bedroom. I mean, it's been insane, the stuff that people are doing, you know.
It just tells what kind of community we have, Chris. I mean, this is one of those things. We're very blessed to have a great community around us. And when I say community, I'm expanding out a pretty broad area, because when people find out about Braxy and your family situation and other families like that, they want to help and they just need a way to do it.
It's true. It's very true.
How did you find out about Braxy's situation? What triggered you all to go and seek some medical attention? I know you said your wife's a nurse practitioner, so you've already got somebody that has a medical background that's looking for things, mm-hmm. not necessarily looking for things for your son, but how did you figure it out?
Well, it happened fast because he's such a high energy, very quick witted, intelligent child. And he's such a good athlete that it was kind of hard to pick up on at first. And when he can stay, you know, normally he can stay up, you know, 16, 18 hours a day on the weekend and just run like a wild man. and you know, and play, you know, like he played in the GBBA city baseball tournament this summer. He batted over 700 and hit lead off for the Oak Mountains 8U team, and he just balled.
Wow.
And then right after that was over, we noticed that he was getting tired easy. He went to a bike, like a BMX bike track birthday, and he wanted to quit early. We went deep sea fishing 4 weeks ago in Panama City, and he didn't want to reel up any fish, you know, and he was just sitting there, and he just had this look on his face. He's very bright eyed. He's got these big blue eyes. He was really normally he's just dialed in to the world, and you could tell there's just something not there. And, three weeks ago, he didn't feel like spending the night out with some of our baseball friends after a weekend of playing. And, his brother did, and he stayed in our bedroom, and wanted to sleep on a pallet next to my wife and I on the floor. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, I was already kind of up because I wake up early going to surgery every day, so I can't turn that off. And I was up at like 4:50 in the morning, and at like 5:15, he just started. I heard like this rhythmic ticking, like this like a gurgling sound, and it sounded like he was throwing up. And he stood up, and his head was ticking to the left in a rhythmic manner, and his eye was twitching, and I knew immediately it was a seizure. And so we snatched him up and sat him on the floor. I mean, sat him on the bed with us and tried to snap him out of it. It took about 30 seconds to snap him out of it, and he had a little bit of droop to the left side of his face. And then I could see him, my wife say, she's like, that's a seizure. He's like, we got to go. And so we packed him up right on the spot. We took him to Children's Hospital. They did a CT scan in the ER, and the CT scan in the ER showed a midline push. So you basically got kind of like a dorsal line that goes through the middle of your brain. Uh-huh. And you could see a mass pushing his midline over. Now, the CT is not what you really want to diagnose a brain tumor. So what they did is they immediately admitted him, got him in for an MRI on Monday morning, which diagnosed a significant temporal lobe tumor. And we scheduled him for surgery with the neurosurgery team there immediately to take some pressure off of his brain, which was causing kind of some symptoms, like some nausea symptoms that he had been having for a couple weeks that we were really just kind of blowing off as like gastric reflux. And I should probably go back to the fact that he was having after fishing, he was having these GERD symptoms. So we were giving him Pepcid. I mean, it wasn't helping. So having the resources that we have at Brandy's practice and just our medical knowledge, we gave him a barium swallow. We gave him full body x-rays. We gave him labs twice, and we took him to the pediatrician. We couldn't find, and then our doctor that my wife works with looked at him. We couldn't find anything, nothing
wow.
wrong with
wow.
it. And then comes the seizure, and then comes the CT, then comes the MRI, then comes the surgery. And, so after the surgery, it's not a curatable surgery. It was a biopsy surgery and plus just something to relieve pressure off his brain. It wasn't something that we were that they felt like they could get all of it out. It would take radiation and chemo to try to, exhaust the rest of the tumor. And, we started looking at other surgeons and other facilities. We called St. Jude. We called Dana-Farber at Boston Harvard. We've been in touch with some people that are friends of ours from MD Anderson, had the slides looked at, stuff like that. And we were really comfortable after meeting Dr. Boop at St. Jude that he was the guy that we wanted to go with. And we had a larger tumor resection yesterday. And it totally put his brain back in the normal position and took all the pressure off the brain stem, which will give him a lot more space and keep the inflammation down in his brain and give him a higher probability for chemo and radiation to be more successful because there'll be less mass in his head.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, Chris, right now, as you're sharing this information about the different medical facilities you contacted, I know that that's helpful to somebody listening because it is good to reach out to other facilities and maybe find those second opinions. I remember when I was a kid, I've mentioned this before, I went to a doctor and he said it was in my head. And as far as I was imagining the pain that was in my leg, and it was actually a tumor, and he kept telling my grandfather that it was in my head. Now, he wasn't telling me that. He was telling my granddad. But when it came time to do exploratory surgery, my grandfather said, we want a second opinion. We went to another doctor in Birmingham, and as soon as Dr. Dunham saw it, about 45 minutes later, he said, he's got staff. That second opinion saved my life. And so,
yes,
as you told me yesterday, they were able to take more of that tumor out. What a great decision that's been made so far for Braxy and for his recovery process.
Yes, sir. He's a tough little guy, man. I'm telling you, he came right out of surgery. I don't know if you saw the video, and I was just leaning down to, you know, I always pat my kids on the chest. I don't know, it's just something that I do. And I was like leaning down in his face, and he was really out of it from anesthesia. And I was like, man, I'm so proud of you today, man. You kicked butt. He goes, I kicked butt with two T's.
That's a great attitude. I tell you, Chris, if you'll hang on just a minute, I want to come back in just a second, and we'll talk about how people can be a part of Braxy's journey through the Facebook page and however they can help, because I know there's people out there that not only through gifts, cards, and things of that nature, but also through prayers and support through trying to just let your family know that they're here to help. I know that means a lot to you.
It does, yeah.
Folks, right now we're talking to Chris Weidman. He is the father of Braxy, who just had major surgery, getting a large part of this tumor out of his head. You have followed his journey so far on the Mark White Show, and I want you to be able to follow his journey on Facebook as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can connect with the family and help the Weidman family. This kid needs to get back to playing baseball. He doesn't need to be watching it from a bed. So we're hoping that that happens really soon. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
A tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink. A pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5. Only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early. Get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm talking to Chris Weidman. He is a father to Braxy, who is currently at Le Bonheur Hospital near St. Jude getting special treatment for a tumor that his father described was in his head, and they were trying to get most of this mass out so that it would take less radiation chemo to be able to shrink this down and get rid of it. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
The support, we've talked about it in the first segment, of people who have rallied around your family. I know that you've had an amazing support system throughout this journey. I don't know that one can even realize how many people care about you and your family until something like this happens.
Yes, we've actually been pretty overwhelmed. It's you have to sometimes just put your phone down, and stop answering. But you want to answer all the messages on Facebook, all the messages on Instagram, all the personal text messages, you know, from people that have that I don't know, you know, but have known someone whose child or friend has glioblastoma, or were able to beat beat that type of tumor. It's a tough one to beat. They describe it as sand in grass, and going out throughout the native brain, tissue. And it's really tough to get out, but it is beatable. It's just extremely, extremely hard. And you need a strong person. You need a strong network. You need people that can reach out to you, that will reach out to you and say, hey, look, I know these people at, say, University of Pittsburgh or at Duke or at UCLA or, you know, at MD Anderson or St. Jude. I know they're doing these things. And that the normal, you know, just a regular person that doesn't work in the medical industry would know how to navigate. And that's one great thing where social media, and the kindness of people coming out and utilizing those veins and those networks of information to help us. It's been quite overwhelming, but you want to try to get all of that information so you can find a little tidbit here and there that might be able to help him, because it's small battles every single day. You know, it was getting it diagnosed. It's finding a surgeon that was good enough and had the experience enough and had, you know, specialized in these type of tumors to get out a portion that maybe someone else might not want to or be able to. And then it's finding the best radiation oncologist. It's finding the best medical oncologist. It's finding the people that are doing the clinical trials. And, that's what we do every day. We're like case managers, except for our own child instead of our jobs.
Yes. Well, and it's definitely a different time, Chris, because of COVID-19, and people can't just come in and out of the room. Now, of course, it's very restrictive, but it is good to have social media and other ways to connect with people. Man, it would be a lonely place to not have those connections through technology.
Yeah, it would be. Actually, being up here in Memphis, my brother's an attorney in Montgomery. My father is retired in Birmingham. Brandy's parents are retired in Birmingham, and then her family all live in North Texas, Kansas. Everybody just drove down, even though you can't even get into the hospitals, drove down to Memphis, got hotels, you know, inside of the downtown, you know, Beale Street, St. Jude, Le Bonheur area,
yes.
And just plopped down and just, you know, would bounce in and out to the, just to the parking lot. So, you know, how's he doing? You know, can we FaceTime with him? You know, can we bring y'all anything? It's, and people have been sending stuff, you know, to him to make sure he has what he wants to kind of occupy his time and stuff. But tell you the truth, man, we found out today that he's going to get out 2 days early, probably. The occupational therapy people and the physical therapy people came up and saw him today. And they're like, we can't believe how tough this little dude is, considered he's stage four.
Yes.
He does not need us. He's out of here. We're going to get him out.
Wow. So. If people want to somehow connect with Braxy, whether it be through a card or some other type of message, is there a way that we can do that, Chris?
Yes, the Brax HQ, BRAXHQ Facebook page is where most people have been going to send my wife and I messages, as well as I'm on social media on Facebook as Chris Weidman, Weidman. My wife is Brandy, Brandie Weidman. And we're from the Greystone Hoover area in Birmingham, Highway 280 area. You know, there's a, you know, we're pretty proud people. So we really don't like to talk about financial assistance. We'll take it if people want to give it.
Sure.
But you know, right now that's not something that is totally necessary right now. We think that down the road, if we get into a travel scenario to another institution where we're going to be doing clinical trials, that's where a lot of that will come in. You know, and there's a page that you can go, and if you wanted to reach out to him, I think that we have 100% decided, you know, that whatever we don't use from the GoFundMe page, which is hashtag Team Braxy, will be donated to glioblastoma research, no matter what the outcome of the little fella may be, you know, curable. And when he beats this thing and there's money left over, it's going towards research study. So. And we're not going to keep any of it. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
And I'd like to thank you both for that. Of course, September was Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And as I've said in interviews, even in the month of October, we don't need to forget about any of these kids and childhood cancer any time of the year. I appreciate the fact that we do go gold in September, but we need to be going gold year round because your family and other families have to face it in October, November, December, all the way through the year. And we need to be there to support. I've had open hands. And let's see, it's Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts has been on the show as well, and they dedicate money to research as well, and had Kayla Funk and as well as Sydney Ray both on the program to talk about what they're doing in the avenue of research, and I just appreciate that y'all are willing to do that to try to help other families.
Absolutely. We hope that no one else has to, you know, inside of this, my child's, you know, generation has to go through this. There's just, what we're learning is there's not a lot of funding for this for children, because I don't know the exact numbers offhand, but there is a couple handfuls of children that get this type of tumor in a year in America. It's not a lot. So, you know, one in eight women get some form of breast cancer in the United States. So there's tons and tons of funding, and it's gone a really long way with helping so many women in the world. There's just, because of prevalence with this, there's not a ton of funding, there's not a ton of research, and that needs to change. It absolutely needs to change.
I agree, Chris. And we do wish your family well and wish Braxy well as he continues to improve and recover. And we want to see him back on the baseball field very soon with his teammates and all those who have rallied around to support him. And again, we appreciate the Oak Mountain Baseball and Softball Group for putting on the effort that they did to show Braxy that he matters and they care about him and wish him well and all the best. And I know that there are people all over the country and the world praying for Braxy right now. It is interesting. Amanda Malone Franklin, I noticed that we were mutual friends and I went to school with her in Hueytown. I didn't know what your connection was, but she's a wonderful person to have as a friend.
The Franklins are great people. Kevin and I coached my oldest son together when we moved back here to Alabama. And I moved back here from to Birmingham from Montgomery. We were gone there for jobs for a few years. And my first team, when we got back here, I coached with Kevin, and they're great people. And Kevin knows ball really well, and he's got a really good team here in town. and their family are just really, really nice people. Yeah.
Another team mom, Katie Huggins Kerr, she sent me the pictures yesterday and said, hey, this is what they've done at Oak Mountain. I was like, that is really cool. Katie and I, all of our lives, we've been friends. So we have a lot of connections there in the Oak Mountain area. Love the folks there.
They're good people.
Appreciate their support. And Chris, I appreciate your time today. And anything that I can do through the show moving forward, please let me know, because we have a lot of people out there who are ready, willing, and able to try to help whenever the word is put out.
We would love it. We'll take any type of help that we can get. If anybody out there has had a child that's, you know, under, say, 12 years old that has had glioblastoma and they've got a success story, you know, a process in which they took, a doctor in which they saw, a clinical trial in which they used, get in touch with Brandy and I and let us know what we can do, what we can do to go find these people. You don't have a lot of time to mess around with these things. It's not something that creeps. It's something that races through your child. So you have to, there is no time to wait.
Well, and we're not going to put off any time getting this out to listeners as well so that they can hear this message. And I do encourage people to go to Brax, BRAXHQ. It is a group. So join the group, contact the family if you have any information like Chris was asking for, and let's rally around the Weidman family, do what you can to help them. And we are here in your corner, Chris, just know that. We're continuing to pray for Brax and everything the medical teams do moving forward, and we're in support of your family and those who've traveled in. If they need some help, then we'll have a way to help them as well.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate y'all very much. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Chris.
Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Folks, we've been talking to Chris Weidman. He is at Le Bonheur Hospital near St. Jude, and we're talking about Brax, the great baseball player. We need him back on the baseball field, and the doctors have done a great job so far with getting that tumor down, getting some of the size down so that radiation and chemo can work on him even better. So we're looking forward to progress. I do want you to follow Brax HQ. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly heart when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello, Kyla. I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington and Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional?
If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Thank you.